Welcome to the first in a series of updates on how to get your technology, your social media, in great shape. If you haven't had a look at your Twitter feed or your Pinterest over the summer and have been happily following lots of people, it might be the time to be a little bit harsh and to get an app like Follow Unfollow and in one fell swoop, just get rid of all the people that haven't been following you back or have followed and unfollowed. Sounds harsh, but there may be a lot of people that are just draining your energy there and you're not enjoying your social media life as much as you would like to. Now, one thing that is really great for creators is YouTube because it's visual and audio and relatively easy to figure out. There has been a lot of changes recently to YouTube. It's a little bit harder to get monetization now. You have to have 1,000 followers. So if you're just at the thin side of getting your YouTube channel going, here are just a few basic tips to get us going. One thing you might want to think about when you upload your video, think of it like a blog post. Get as much metadata, so that's as much keywords or as many words that you think the ideal person who would read and listen to your video would be looking for. A great way is to start with how to. So, for example, how to learn how to play the guitar, how to make an origami crane, how to do the lotus position, and use every tag you can in the description. So if you have the aim of using the YouTube video to get listeners over onto your website, then have that very close to the top of what you type in, the second line, so that people don't have to scroll down to see that blue link. And we are so used to clicking links now that that will do the job for you. Now, why it's worth getting a little bit of effort in to get some followers for your channel is that the actual YouTube channel will let subscribers know when you've uploaded a video. So it's kind of like letting a big brand do all the marketing for you. That's not saying it's easy to get the subscribers, but if you do tap into that area of genius that is within you, that overlap of where you've got some knowledge and also some passion and where you want to help people, anything in that area where those three things are overlapping, then it's going to attract some attention. But you do need to optimize as well as you can to get people to find it. Think of YouTube as a mini Google, so that people come there and search, what would they be typing in? Now use those words, those exact words in the title for your video. Now, if you haven't got onto Google Plus, it's not the most booming of the social medias, but they do use the same connections in creating YouTube traffic, so that might be worth having a look at if you started a Google Plus account a while ago, just digging it up and having a look. One other way to get a few more followers is to create a thumbnail. That's the image that is seen by the viewer before they click on your video. And if you think of the idea of a billboard, create something in Canva, something simple but something very grabbing. Think of one strong idea that would get people clicking through to your video. Then that should again help people come and hear what you've got to say, because it's important. What you have to share is important. And also, don't forget that there is some free music that you can use on YouTube. So if you've just got some static images that, for example, demonstrate your product or how to perhaps do some first aid maneuver, if that's related to your product, then you can just use images. So however you're expressing yourself creatively, it's always great to get some more people to our products. So have another look at YouTube. That's what I'm gonna be doing this afternoon, just to freshen it up and have a look and see things that you can tweak. And the first thing I would look at is just look at the titles you've used for your videos. How to dot dot dot, and then make it as juicy, make it as very much in the words of your viewer. What would they be asking for at that point? And Do follow my YouTube video if you're out there, and I will be sure to share the love and follow you back. It's so windy out today. It was so windy last night. We had to close the windows and just really hope for the best. And all the little chestnuts are falling off the tree. So it's really magical seeing autumn happen all around us. So it's wonderful to see some new ideas in our work flow through our social media. So however you're treating your work this weekend, have a great time. Here's to your success.